Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
Well, Rob shocked us last week when he told us this, something he did at work back in the day.
Yes. It was 1989. I was married. I worked at a photo lab. So if there was a nice-looking woman in one of the pictures, I'd print an extra copy. So I only had about five.
Chaz and AJ in the morning?
Yes.
99.1 PLR, 95.95.
Well, you know, I thought you set me up, so.
We want full credit for this.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I only printed, you know, five or so pictures, and I kept them in my glove compartment. And one day, my ex-wife needed to use my car.
Right.
And I came home from work, and she says, oh, what are these?
Hold on. Dave has a point.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Why in the car? Why'd you keep them in the car?
So she wouldn't get them.
Right.
So
it is what it is. Yeah.
All right.
There's
so
a box of tissues on the front seat, too.
No, there were no tissues in there. I was 25.
Right.
So she asked.
There was no place in the house.
Wait, you were 25 and you got dirty pictures. What are you doing with them?
They were clothed women. They were just attractive. Oh, that's all.
Right.
Just appreciating their inner beauty.
So she found them, you know, and showed them to me, and I tore them up in front of her.
Yeah. These women, did you feel like in another life, you would have some kind of a connection or a nice relationship with them?
No, I just thought they were attractive.
Oh, okay.
They were hot.
Right.
So
it's kind of like having a poster of Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Only small in his glove compartment.
So I tore them up in front of her. You know.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. So the next day, she went to work, and I pieced one of them together with scotch tape.
All right, so did you hear that? So
he put them back together with scotch tape.
Yeah, I put one of them together with scotch tape.
But he put different body parts with scotch tape. He became Frankenstein.
No, I didn't do that. No. But, you know, I was thinking about this on Friday. A couple of things. First of all, everyone who criticized me, so you're in a relationship, and you've never looked at adult material? Never?
And it wasn't adult material.
No, it was a clothed female who happened to be hot.
Exactly.
But
we all bought real porn, like you're supposed to.
Right.
You know,
but and different. Secondly, she went through my glove compartment. Was she looking through for a map of Maine? I mean, what are you looking for? And that would be that would be just like a cell phone. Do you let your significant other look through your phone?
That's funny. That's the cell phone of 78.
Right. 89.
You're looking 89. In my hidden photos folder.
That's right.
I thought that was the sock drawer.
Right.
Yeah, his car was Facebook.
Interesting analogy you're giving.
Right.
I think the creepy part of it is these people.
I didn't know it was creepy.
You know what the creepy part is? The taped up back of body. That's the creepy part.
You're like, this one is not going
away.
She's all taped together.
Yeah, exactly. You got to use a clear plastic tape on that one.
Yeah.
The beginning of any Freddy movie or something.
I didn't use duct tape or masking tape. No.
No,
or electric tape.
That was a truck.
That was for other stuff. We're just kidding what you're about.
In case something breaks, then we're just kidding. Yeah.
I got to tell you, what I love about you is that you're able to say that. We've all done stuff that we're not proud of.
Absolutely.
Right. Or are you proud of it?
Well, you know.
You know.
But I had a job back in the day, and I used to work at a place, and there was a couple situations. I used to, remember Caldors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like
department
my first
store.
Job. Yeah, I worked in one of those.
What would be the equivalent of that today?
Walmart.
Yeah, but not quite the same.
But
not the
small.
Because
this
was a department store, so each area had its own little cash register and little things.
Yeah, old management.
Yeah. It was like you got to wear a smock. That was I had a brown smock with a little the rainbow thing on it. Yeah,
and it wasn't the full colors of the rainbow. It was like shades of brown.
Like, yeah, it was like fall colors all year.
It was a dark rainbow.
Right.
So I used to work in the major appliances, which was like all the big stuff.
Washing machines,
sound stereos.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
And then I got upgraded. I got moved into the photo department.
Oh.
And it was just me and the manager. So I was the assistant manager by default because there's only two of us.
No one else.
And this dude was the creepiest dude. And he was a nice guy, but he was kind of an older dude. I was like 16 at the time, so I was the young kid, and he was like the old. He was kind of like that creepy dude.
Yeah.
And he would come in, and I'm not lying. He had those, you know, the shoes. It was like a Mr. Rogers episode every time he came in because he had these like slip-on shoes that like
the canvas ones, like dad's
net, like there's netting on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he'd take his walking shoes off and put these shoes on.
Right.
And he was a photographer, and there was just something off about him.
Right.
You knew something.
And every day he'd go, he's like, oh, I got to go for coffee, do whatever. And he'd leave me in charge. And he's like, listen, I got somebody coming in. He have these bags, like shopping bags, paper folded over, stapled, and they'd have a person's name on it. He's like, so-and-so's coming to pick up their photo shoot. I did a wedding or something.
Yeah.
And every dude that came in was like 60 to 80 years old. You know what I mean? And I'm like, how many fathers of the bride or grandfathers of the bride are going to pick up these?
Yeah, really?
Never a bride showed up, like some hot chick.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm like, what's that? And he's like, you got my pictures. You got my picture. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah. So here you go. And he hand the picture and they leave.
Take
so this went on for
hand.
A while, and I never understood what was going on. And this guy was always, like, extra nice to me, and he'd hold his hand on your shoulder for that extra...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The little squeeze. Yep.
I'm like, something's weird about this guy. And then one day I come in, and, like, the FBI SWAT people of whatever got everything shut down and locked up, and they're like, do you know the guy? I'm like, yeah, I just worked for him. Hey, did you give bags to people? I'm like, yeah, I give bags to people. I don't know. I just, it's the wedding shot.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I come to find out, this guy was like part of the biggest like child porn ring or something going on. And I'm like, oh, man. And, then I'm thinking he had cameras in the bathroom, so my winky is out on something. So,
right.
And not even my good one, like my 15, 16-year-old version.
Right, you know? Right, right. Not the one you're prepared for.
I was like, oh, man. So, yeah, he disappeared. I never heard about him again and nothing. I became manager.
Different clientele.
So I was pretty happy about it.
Remember, creepy old guys.
I was like, all right.
Shaky hands.
But Rob, what's coming in over the phone here?
Let's see. Irene is an Uber driver. All she says you know her, and she has some comments about me.
Okay. Irene?
Good morning, everybody. Rise and rain today.
Oh, okay. I remember you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, of course, I was the Uber driver. I'm not driving Uber anymore, but I have a comment what you guys were saying about his ex-wife find a picture of an attractive woman.
Yeah.
And she made a big scene out of it.
Yeah.
When I got married many, many, many moons ago, okay, I told my husband, you could look. It's not a problem. You know what I mean? Because you promise to be honest. You don't promise to be blind. Okay.
Exactly.
I think so.
That's
my opinion. Okay. And then end of the day, you go to bed with your husband. You don't take anybody home. That's my opinion. Okay.
Sure.
So I am not a jealous person. My husband passed away, by the way. You know,
no, I'm sorry.
But it's okay.
You didn't tell him, did you?
He knew too much. Depends.
That,
no.
That was my opinion. And, you know, that was the agreement. Because you look, it doesn't mean you're going to go to bed with them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, look, but can't touch what they say.
No
yes.
Place for jealousy.
Right. And how's the moose and squirrel? Good.
Yeah, who does she sound like? It's
Natasha. It's Natasha.
Right, Natasha.
Boris and Natasha, they were after me.
I'm sorry I missed you guys. I don't hear it because I have to turn off my radio and you are on my speakerphone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
We said, how are you doing today? Good?
Well, thank you.
No, that's all right. You know, that's what I just wanted to say. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
So you're just saying it's okay that Rob had those pictures in his glove compartment?
I don't think so. He did it.
Oops, they got her.
Oh.
Yep.
But the
during the...
Well, she's gone.
All right. We have a bad connection, Irene.
So to keep them in your glove box, just to be, you know, on the same page, right. Everything that has to do with your hands goes in the glove box. Gloves on your hands.
If I'm arguing...
Pictures you utilize with your hands.
Gloves, yeah. If I'm trying to prosecute Rob as a creepy person,
I'm going to
zone in on two parts of this story.
Right.
One, you took pictures from work from people who are just trying to get them developed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
but
the
I've
other
done that
is
too.
The tape, the retaping. Taping that one back together.
Right.
You couldn't let that one go.
Right.
But listen, I stole pictures from a place that I did photo stuff for.
Really?
I used to work at a Ritz camera a long time ago after that was my next job up after because I was a camera guy. And we used to go through and, like, if there was naked pictures back then, that was before the internet. You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
right,
but I'm not going to lie.
Like coming in for
I didn't,
free.
That was your I didn't put in my glove box. I had them, like, under my mattress. Where do I get me?
Like normal people.
I used them for what they were meant to be used for.
Right.
And I made multiple copies.
People. Entertainment purposes.
Multiple copies because the lamination wasn't that good back then.
But see, when you're printing pictures.
Yeah.
You could just say, oh, this one just didn't come out the way I wanted it to. I need to print another.
Mine came out. Trust me. There was a lot coming out with my picture.
He made sure of his.
Nicole.
I would get up and I'd make my husband lunch every day for him to go to work. I tried to be a good wife.
Yep.
And so I would call her and be like, how did you like lunch? And she's like, oh, it was fabulous. It was great. It was great. I loved it. So probably about 2 weeks later, I had to go out to his truck. And I looked in the front seat, and under the passenger seat was all of the lunches for about a month that I had.
Tasted it that good, huh?
You know, I'm Irish and Italian, so I went crazy. I picked up the lunches. I marched upstairs to the bathroom, ripped open the shower curtain and started chucking them at him and saying, oh, yeah, Nick, I love that ham sandwich. Yeah, and then I chucked an apple at him. I was furious. I said, you are never getting another lunch out of me for as long as you live.
I don't know if that was such a punishment.
Yeah, he was like, thank you, God.
He wasn't eating them. Actually, he kind of did him a favor. Now his truck's going to smell good.
That truck had to reek.
Oh, my God.
What was his excuse?
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Yeah, did he say why he wasn't eating them?
Well, he just, no, he never did, you know?
Oh, no, he's dead today.
The real answer is obvious.
Yeah, we just killed him. We just killed him.
No, but when you're taking your girlfriend to lunch, you can't pull a lunch out.
Yeah, you're bringing a sandwich to a barbecue.
Hey, look what my wife made for us.
Do you like ham and apples?
He was scared to cheat. He's never going to cheat.
He was just scared to tell you he didn't like his lunch.
Yep, seriously.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Nicole. Dunk or stupid?
Yes.
Explain what you're doing, AJ.
Okay, well, the deal is that I wrap cellophane around my face. It's called What's He Saying Cellophane. I wrap cellophane around my face.
When you say
nice
around
and tight,
your face.
Around my mouth. Yeah, not my nose. Otherwise, you know, why is he dead, Fred? But what happens is...
That'll be Friday.
No, it ain't.
Why is he dead, Fred, Friday?
No, because I love the weekend. Anyway, so in any event, it goes over my face, and then you guys have to try and determine what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay,
very good. All right, start rapping.
Yep.
Dave Riley is here. He owns a company that wraps things.
Yeah.
So who?
But this is more like a lesbian dental dam kind of going on here.
Who more perfect to do this than Dave?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap you?
Yes, going to wrap me.
I don't have any stretchability.
So under my nose.
Take your headphones off for now, and then you can put them on later. But
exactly.
Just keep it off his ears.
Right.
Off the ears?
Yeah.
All right.
Dave, what's the name of your company?
You good? Stick It Graphics.
Stick It Graphics.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that looks.
Under the ears? Oh, hold on.
Oh, that looks.
How's the tightness?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
You okay? You can breathe?
Oh, shoot. Oh, you got like a generic brand. You got Dollar Store brand. You should have got Saran.
That's AJ. If he's going to die, he's going to do it in the cheapest way possible.
Oh, he paid for it, huh? Now, you want to make it tight?
Good now.
Is it good enough? All right, one more. Okay.
All right. Is it too tight around your neck?
You okay? Can you breathe?
I can breathe.
Okay.
All right. Can you do me a favor? Just like put your hand up if you're dying. Oh, are you dying? You just put your hand up. Okay.
All right. I got a rip cord here that I could pull it off.
Okay. All right.
All right. Wow, your face is turning colors. Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
It's stunt or stupid. It's what's he say cellophane.
What's he saying cellophane?
Right. The category? Popular song titles. All right, here we go. If you would like to play, 1-877-764-2535. Okay, first song.
Wait, enunciate.
Rob?
Yes.
Can you hear what, you want to take a guess?
On what he just said?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I'm going to.
What?
Wait, say it again. Say it slow. I. What's I can't get nothing. I can't get no satisfaction.
Bing! Yay!
All right, we got one.
I don't know what you're saying.
I feel like I'm in another country.
I like eggs. Big eggs.
No. Good. Two words. Two words.
Two words.
Okay.
Big eggs.
Did you say you're gay?
Oh. Oh, hell no. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying.
Nothing wrong with it.
Wrapped in plastic, you're kind of hot. I'm not going to lie. And we'll be safe, too.
What?
I don't work.
Don't work. Dude.
In dude. Big dude.
No.
Two words.
Dude.
Hey, Jude.
Get out of here.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
Nice job.
Gonna guess Billie Jean by Billy Joel.
Billie Jean by Billy Joel. That's a callback from the
I know, I heard it.
All right, next song.
Go ahead. We didn't start the fire.
Boy, that does sound like we didn't start the fire, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah. You don't like dessert?
No, I like dessert.
You don't like your shirt.
No,
it is kind of an odd shirt.
You had to count with your fingers how many words?
Three words, four syllables.
No.
Four words.
No, I'm liking it.
We don't like these words. I don't like this shirt. I don't like your shirt.
It really sounds like he's saying, I don't like dessert.
I don't like...
Every time you say it, it sounds more like, I don't like dessert.
Yeah, that's all I hear now.
I don't like dessert.
I love dessert.
All right, we're not getting this one.
Never.
What is it?
What is it?
Okay, we're going to talk to a girl. This girl makes a ton of money for being very hairy.
Okay.
It's Sherry, who's very hairy. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Sounds very merry.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Sherry the Mistress, online sex content creator known for not shaving.
Oh. So you save money on razors.
So, but if she ever does, you got to be able to put it in your closet in a towel and leave it for Jennifer just so she can find it.
Long I'll fill you in on that one in a second.
Long story.
How did this all start?
So a couple years ago, I was still in college and I was pretty broke at the time and I was all on my own. And I heard a lot of people talking about OnlyFans and how much money they were making on there. And I was pretty intrigued, being a broke college student. So I signed up for the website. And then just about a month after I started being on there, I just stopped shaving. And that's kind of been my niche ever since.
How did you stop shaving? Like what? How did you get that thought? How did it occur to you to this would be your angle?
Happened when I was taking a college class. I was taking like a sociology class, and we were learning about like societal norms and gender norms. And one of those norms was like shaving. And I never thought about how like women are always like expected to shave, but men, like, they don't have to shave, they're fine, but they don't get judged for it. And so I remember I was also getting ready for a date this one day. and I was in the shower. I was like about to shave, and then I asked myself, am I going to be shaving for this guy that I'm about to go on this date with, or am I going to be shaving for me? And so I kind of decided, like, you know what, I'm not gonna shave anymore. Like, it's really time consuming, and I don't know, my skin's really sensitive, and I don't really like the feeling of shaving either. So, yeah, that's how it happened.
So you shave nothing right now? How about your
nothing.
Legs?
Legs?
Yeah, I don't shave anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't shave your legs? You don't shave your pits?
Right.
You don't shave it?
You know, like a rogue hair on top of your toe or something like that that stays too? Like a hobbit?
Yeah.
I get
yeah,
that.
All the
I get that
stays.
On the big toe.
Right. You get that one rogue. That one
I do
rogue
too.
Hair. Yep.
Or the one nipple
yeah.
one. You
yeah.
Know,
the
one
nipple
that comes
one.
Out
yeah.
Right. I kind of like those.
Or the one that comes out of your neck, like it just grows overnight, like outside your neck.
How much money do you make a month not shaving?
It varies from month to month, but it can be anywhere between over 15K and over 20K.
Wow.
No.
So what if
yeah.
chick all of a sudden gives you an endorsement?
I'm throwing out my razor. Oh, my God.
You could do like a little mohawk or something and
right.
meet him in the middle.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Dude's designs.
Is there a whole category of this? Are you competing against other women who don't shave?
Consider it a competition. I know that there's so many different kinds of adult creators out there. There's some who don't shave, some that do, and I think we're all just trying to do our best.
Can you dye it like different colors sometimes?
Well, there's
like,
only
for Easter
there's,
pink and stuff like that.
There's only so much money in this. I like women who don't shave. World.
Right.
And you're battling for those dollars.
Exactly. So you got to do something different.
Yeah, I would say most models on that website probably do shave, so I guess it's a little bit different and out there that I don't. So
that'd
I guess
cool.
I stand out in that way.
You should braid them or something.
Yeah, I'm just thinking
people
that's next level.
People have told me that.
Yeah, braiding.
Right, what are the weird requests you get?
Oh my God. I don't know if I would consider them weird. They're definitely out there. I've gotten requests to do videos where like I'm like a 90 feet tall, like giant, and I'm like trying to like crush this man who's like my customer. I've been requested to humiliate men for any reason, including like genital size.
AJ goes, that's my Saturday night.
Right. I'm humiliated by all women. It's okay. Don't worry about it. That'll be really cool. Draw a picture of ZZ Top right above your armpit hair.
I'd like to see pigtails myself.
Yep.
How long have you not been shaving?
I think now it'll be like over 2 years.
So you passed the itchy stage, obviously.
Oh, 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to get a shirt or pants on for 2 years.
Right.
But the reason dudes shave is totally different. We shave so it looks bigger. Because,
right. Oh, my.
I mean,
right.
As the more hair comes That's out, funny. We're not impressive. So,
yeah.
You know.
Like you're trying to find that car in the weeds.
Yeah.
So when you say,
the grass around
it's like
it.
A frisbee landed on top of the hedges.
I found the Buick.
Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
Sherry, the mistress, is on. She's an online sex content creator known for not shaving. Wow.
Huh.
2 years.
Yeah.
Damn. I just looked you up.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it doesn't look like 2 years of hair.
Well, it doesn't keep going. I mean, it's got to stop,
it does
right?
It?
There's
know.
A limit at some point.
Yeah, pubes get to a certain level and stuff, like chest hair.
Really?
It
really?
Go.
Oh, wow. I thought like a guy's beard, you know, eventually be like, you know,
oh, God, no.
Like long. And
I thought like when she's 70, like she'll, you know.
Right. Like, he's a headlock. Yeah.
Like a ponytail going on the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a beard.
It's like it's coming out of her arm, like the sleeves of her shirt.
So wait, armpit hair and
the low area.
Your crotch hair just knows when to stop.
Yeah.
I don't think it does. I feel like it just all the hair just keeps growing. Like it's slowly, but it's definitely getting long.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it must be nice and warm in the winter.
Oh, yeah. I'm very
sometimes,
warm in the winter.
Sometimes they tell how bad the winter's going to be looking at.
Hey, that's a whole new meaning to the term glove box.
I'm a kid from, you know, I grew up through this. So this.
Yeah. It's like finding your dad's old magazines.
Yeah.
This wouldn't scare me off. This would be like, my childhood. It's like.
That was the best, you know, because then you had something to.
Yeah, the something, only problem, something down there.
The only problem is like when you use
deodorant. Yeah. Bell bottoms. I remember them.
In the summertime, you use the deodorant, you get the stalagmites, you know, those white caps.
Yeah.
Oh, in the armpits.
In the armpits, yeah.
When you found that on a girl, you used it and said, hey, oh, look what time it is. I'm going to get going home. Stalagmites. Right.
Yeah, I think the worst part of that time was that rogue hair that gets caught in the back of your throat.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And water won't take it out.
Right. No, like, no.
Ha!
No, you don't do that.
Furball. Cough it up.
Right.
That ruins the mood.
That's funny.
Right, like a cat. Right.
I'm fine.
No. Every dude had the same way out. What we would do is we'd then go down to the legs, because usually they shave the legs but not the cooch. So you go down, you start licking the side of the leg.
Right, hold on.
Wait, that's not bad.
No.
It wasn't nothing bad.
There was a method of getting rid of it.
It's nothing bad, what I was saying.
Listen, I want to hit the 20-year mark. I'm very close.
Doing good until Dave
very
showed
close.
Up.
I was just going to say about the stubble. Use it like a rake.
Gotcha.
And it gets it off.
Right, like a brush.
Yeah. Not if it's in your throat.
Like a brush. Okay, gotcha. Right, just double checking over you.
Nothing bad was happening.
Paul. So I'm thinking that you get offered lots of money to shave.
You know, I actually don't. Some guys will message me and be like, can you shave for like $100? And I'm like, how about like $100,000?
Yes,
maybe I do it.
Oh, 100 grand? You definitely do it.
If there are months you're making 20 grand, that shaving everything is 100 grand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to give them the hair.
100 grand. You could pluck me dry for 100 grand.
One at a time. That would take a long time.
I don't
like
care.
A chicken.
No,
one at a time.
One at a time.
Ow! Doink! Ow! Doink! Doink!
That'd be like a dollar a hair, doink, too.
Yeah.
Because mine goes all the way up my butt, too. Yeah, but, so, you know what I mean? There's a lot of hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, there's a high winner going.
It's true. Men have that issue. Women don't typically...
Oh, no. Some women have that issue.
I do not have that issue.
Well... I've dated
but if
a
you
few
did, would you tell us?
That's true. No, I would not.
I was going to say I'm hairy, but
this bar is so.
All right, so $100,000, you would do it?
Maybe. Even then, I would still think about it, because my hair is like a part of me, you know.
Yeah, but $100,000 is an even bigger part. You can always grow it back afterwards. You pay $100,000 and just rebuild.
No, but you're pretty, so I could see how the hair wouldn't get in your way.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you know, whether you're male, female, or whatever.
Yeah.
You need to do everything you can to make yourself the most attractive
possible. You know what you should sell? Right. Vajayjay toupees. Yeah. A vajay toupee. That would be awesome, right?
That's a great idea.
Listen, for girls that want to just do it for the night but not want to have it all the time.
Right, you want to trip back to the
me and you were going in business together because I called that.
Exactly, so, right.
You coined the phrase.
A vajay toupee.
We need to start that.
You call it Swedish night.
I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
At the very least, that's a Saturday
that's
night
great.
Live.
I love that.
Vajay toupee.
Right. Different. I want the Don King style
thing. No, I want the mullet.
Oh, yes.
We could do all different colors and shapes. And size, and you just stick them on.
The Billy Idol.
A peel and stick.
Nice.
I don't know. That texture is very different.
You know, I could print it out in my rap company, too. We could make this happen.
Sherry, the mistress.
Oh, I love it. I'm down.
Sex content creator. We're linked up on your, to your thing. On our radio station website. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and good luck.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR. Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.